This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right. Did you know, you guys and gals, that tonight begins 55 straight nights of football?
Yikes.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, we have a couple of college football games. Texas State is playing. By the way.
Yeah, at least one NFL or college game every night.
Every night.
55 in a row.
For 55 nights.
Tuesday and Wednesday night football?
Yep. That's right. Like Maction and stuff like that.
All that starts. And then the next time we will not have a football game will be the day before Thanksgiving.
Huh.
And then, of course, we, as you know, Thanksgiving ushers in
It's like nonstop
football nirvana for 2 months.
Yeah, we get Texas State versus Troy and Sam Houston versus UTEP. So do we really have football?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's like, look at the schedule for this coming Tuesday.
Hey, there's an oblong pigskin going up and down the field.
It's like one game.
Texas State was like hot for like 2 seconds when everyone thought that that's who the conferences were going after. And now I don't hear boo about it.
Well, there was actually resolution on that yesterday. Texas State said that they're staying in the Sun Belt.
Yeah, well, that's if Texas State has stayed in the Sun Belt, it's because no one offered them a deal.
Well, Mountain West said that Mountain West put them an offer on the table, and they did not.
I wonder
take
if it was a.
It was, they probably just lowballed them.
Yeah, lowballed them.
So now the Mountain West is supposedly looking at adding Hawaii as a full member, and then they get to 8. Anyway, 55 straight nights of football beginning tonight, and we do have Falcons Bucks.
Yeah, which all of a sudden I think becomes kind of a fun little game.
Fun little game.
Well, you think about it, at the start of the year, there was no team that was sexier and hotter than the New Orleans Saints. And we told you, those first 2 weeks, like that's not sustainable what they're doing. That offense that they're running, it's going to get bogged down. It's just not built. They're putting two guys out in most of their routes. That will get exposed a bit. And then Atlanta looked terrible coming out of the gates, and Cousins was in that stupid pistol and he couldn't move. And so now that you've kind of had like a reverse fortune where New Orleans has come back down to earth a little bit, and all of a sudden, you know, Kirkers in Atlanta kind of got their feet underneath him, and he's looking a lot better. And,
you like that? You know, you like that?
All of a sudden we got a little something going. And then Tampa, you know, who was kind of an afterthought for much of the year. You know, Tampa has quietly put together a nice 3-1 season. Their lone loss being the freaking Broncos who hammered them. So all of a sudden that whole division, I think, has kind of become a fun division. I mean, you take Carolina out of it. I don't know who the best team in that division is. I think you make a strong case for any three. So I'm a little excited right now with some NFC South football with Tampa and Atlanta. You can make an argument that Baker Mayfield right now, top five, top six quarterback in the
league.
What
is the freaking Panthers?
Yeah, outside of them, just Panthers,
Andy Dalton, baby.
Panthers can just go away.
Who do you trust more, Cousins or Baker?
Boy, I'll say right now, it's Baker. Yeah. I think Baker's playing really well.
Well, he's top five in QBR.
Yeah.
You know where Cousins is?
Well, I mean, it wasn't pretty early on. So
22.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, this is the magic of the NFL. So the Buccaneers come out of the gates, they beat the Commanders handily, and now the Commanders look really good. They handle the Lions, and they dominated, they bitch-slapped the Eagles, and they got their ass kicked by Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos? I don't care how bad you are, even the Carolina Panthers. Man, this is not college football. If you don't show up on a week-to-week basis, anyone can lay an ass-whooping on you.
Well, the cool thing about the Bucs, if you guys haven't seen, is that Bucky Irving is doing some things.
Getting some run.
I don't know if you saw that coming at all, but he is averaging 5.8 yards per attempt, which is number 7 in the NFL. Yep. Right in between Saquon Barkley and Kenneth Walker.
Well, like, he was having a nice preseason, but I think a lot of the talk was that he wasn't picking up the offense and pass protection, and that was going to be a problem. You know, sometimes we think about backs, and it's like, whoa, he looks good running the ball. There's more to being, you know, the regular every down back. You've got to be able to handle the protections. You got to be able to understand the playbook. But every week, I saw his usage rate, his percent of snaps, has gone up significantly every single week, and it's only a matter of time before he's going to be the starting running back for the Buccaneers. And if you watched him at Oregon, dude, Bucky Irvin is legit. And I thought he was a nice steal in the draft because he plummeted. He was not someone that that had a very good draft day, and he's proven that he belongs. And you know, you look at what this offense has going on. Baker's playing at a high level. Mike Evans, you get the rookie McMillan, Godwin, and you throw in like a nice Bucky Irvin. They got a little something going on. And then Otten at tight end. I like the Bucs. If you didn't have that weird outlier with the Broncos, we would be talking about the Buccaneers in a completely different light.
Somebody texted the Vancouver 4 text line and said, Big Boobs Betts has Bucky scoring a tutty tonight. They got to follow those jugs. Have you seen that?
She's got
huge jugs and she runs around and gives sports bets.
Oh, that's the same one. Yeah, we've talked about her.
She was in Aruba for the last week. Okay. So.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. I think Sprague.
People liked that.
I think Sprague does a show with her.
No. So, kind of, but we, Will and Sprague have done a show with another gal who was the one who said she stole the walking bets from her. Remember that whole controversy?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Although, she's not the OG.
She's not so the OG. Will and Sprague work with the OG.
So basically the whole idea is she's hot and she has huge up tops.
Yeah.
And so she just bounces the up tops.
While she walks.
I'm going to show you my boobs. To get you to click on it. And then she gives you sports bets.
Yes.
She just includes the sports bets in the tweet. Like, you don't even have to listen to the video, but people watch and do because, well, she's walking
so
and
bouncing. So what's better, the up tops or her picks?
I don't know. I don't know if anyone. I mean, someone's got to be tracking her record. I don't know what it is, though.
Yeah, no one's. You know, I think we know.
Just got to deal with DraftKings, though.
We know the answer to that question. So
yeah, the uptops.
Yeah, yeah. And I love.
Or maybe not. Maybe she's like. Well, she's on a run of runs.
Yeah, I'm sure she's great, but I had to listen to everyone. Like Will was like, "Oh, she's very talented. I'm sure she is." You know. Yeah, that's
All right, I have a couple stats for tonight. Whatever. Todd Bowles coached teams 1-7 straight up on short rest.
Okay.
Okay, something to consider.
And who's at home tonight?
Atlanta is at home.
Okay.
Home teams on Thursday Night Football since 2019, 39-52 against the spread.
Oh.
You'd think,
yeah.
The conventional wisdom is home teams on Thursday night because, short week.
Short week,
and
travel.
Yeah, travel and everything. But no, not against the spread anyway.
Yeah. I wonder what that is straight up. And plus, let's not act like this is a giant flight either. Hopping a little plane from Tampa over to Atlanta. That's not a major thing. Yeah. Be one thing if you're like, Seattle to New York on a Thursday night. That's tough.
Spread is like 1.5, 2, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll just watch.
I'm gonna take my Buccaneers.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the Bucks.
I'll be on the Falcons in the under.
Why the under?
Thursday Night Football and trends on Thursday Night Football this year.
Isn't the trend that it's not just Thursday Night Football, but
the whole league is down this year compared to last year?
Well, but isn't it Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night, all of them?
Is it all unders, the prime times?
Unders are the prime time unders are the thing.
Well,
that's a big
where I'm
hot
going.
Thing.
Okay. The just in general, the way defenses are playing right now, I'll be interested to see what the offenses do to kind of combat it. Because the we're living in a fun little age right now of creative defensive schemes and the things that that people are cooking up. It's fun to watch. Teams like Minnesota are really doing some creative things. And I also saw a thing where they were talking about kind of a lost generation of quarterbacks, which I thought was interesting as well.
Like, we have that audio.
Oh, you have the lost generation of quarterbacks?
We do. We can get to that at some point. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting little,
jot it down.
Yeah. Because people were talking about just like why scoring is, why the passing game, why offenses are struggling. And, you know, there's lots of different theories out there. One, defenses are getting way more creative. They're really thinking outside of the box and, you know, offensive line play. But I thought the lost generation of quarterbacks was interesting because the idea that, you know, your best quarterback play should be from when you're like 29 to like 34, 35, kind of a golden age of quarterbacking. And we have a lost generation of those guys.
So we will get to that later. Up next. Oh, Jace.
What do we got?
Is the coyote uprising upon us?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, it might have gotten in my backyard. I had a horrible discovery today mowing the lawn.
Hey, yeah, beautiful hair.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
That's next on In the News. But first, Buck with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.